Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting second, the center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the left fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second, the right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third, the center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Lou Boudreaux. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromek. And now, play ball. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Coleman moves to second. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft strikes out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tucker. Wood reaches second base with a double. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball towards left. Tucker catches it and throws to second to double up Wood. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kokos for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. Arft hits a pop-up towards third. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 1 in the game. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton misplays the ball. That's an error on Upton. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 2 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. Coleman moves to third. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dobie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kokos. Dobie reaches second base with a double. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton throws to second for 1, and Sternweiss throws to first, and Arf drops the ball. Dobie scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 2 in the game. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Sternweiss hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 2 in the game. Upton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. Garver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Severs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Coleman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan scoops up the ball and tags Coleman for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 3 in the game. Kokos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Easter. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Severs applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Severs hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 3 in the game. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Arft for the out. two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Severs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Severs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Upton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garver bunts towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Upton moves to second. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tucker. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Upton scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen pinch hits for Steve Gromek. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 4 in the game. Tucker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 4 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.